Fists of Fail.
I'm sitting down again. I'm sitting down again. If you guys have been watching us on YouTube, because we're doing that now, we're putting our new releases on YouTube and a whole bunch of videos, so stay tuned for more of those. You'll notice I've been standing up, but today I'm sitting down because my standing desk is not... It's not optimal right now. Let's just say it right now. But why am I should be sitting down, because on the poster of this movie, Jake Gyllenhaal is sitting down. So that's my justification, even though Patrick Swayze was standing up. So, Jake, you're a lazy fuck.
I don't know where you were going with that. But yes, we're talking about Roadhouse, the 2024 remake, reimagining of the 80s classic that I've never seen. Patrick Swayze is a blind spot for me. I think I've just seen his films in clips and major pieces, but I don't recall ever sitting through many of his movies. So I always knew about Roadhouse, and I always wanted to watch it because it's just a 80s classic, as many people often say. It's got a very infamous fight where he does a Mortal Kombat move essentially on somebody, but I've never got around to watching it. I wanted to watch it before this one, and I just didn't have the time.
Yeah, that's something that maybe we will eventually cover, or maybe I'll cover it really quickly now. I just watched it again, right? I watched them as a double feature for tonight. Mind you, I have seen Roadhouse before this, the original, the 80s version. And for me, my experience with Patrick Swayze was on and off. I never seen all his movies. But I do think he's a very, rest in peace. But he was a very talented, well-rounded actor. Freaking Dirty Dancing and then... Dirty Dancing and then freaking Roadhouse, you know, it's crazy, you know, like how much of a ranger is, and then there's Ghost and all that. I'm point blank, but anyways, the original Roadhouse, we're not gonna talk about that too much today, because my sentiments on that movie is that it's fun, it's stupid, it's very 80s, very, very 80s. And when I say stupid, I'm gonna harp on that. However, watching today's 2024's Roadhouse and putting it next to the original somehow makes the original look super tame. It actually makes it look kind of boring in a way. And I love the original Roadhouse. Don't get me wrong, I do. But it's very hard to watch the original after watching the craziness that you see in the modern day remake. So yeah, with that said, let's talk about the Jake Gyllenhaal version. That's the one we're talking about today. I don't know, Zero. I don't know what I really want to come out of this with, because I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. I thought it'd be more negative.
Okay. I wanted this to be shorter. This is 2 hours. Oh, yeah. This is 2 hours, too many characters. Yeah. If this was 90, it would have been perfect. I hate that we have to say that all the time. We always say that. 30 minutes shorter. Cut out all this fluff. It would have been like a perfect Saturday afternoon action film. Just turn on. It's like, oh, that was fun. That was easy to sit through. Not too bad. But I was sitting there watching it, not knowing anything about the story because I'd never seen the original. And you're just sitting there with Jake Gyllenhaal. He's this ex-UFC fighter. He's got this past that comes up every now and then. And he gets coerced into acting as a bouncer for a bar called the Roadhouse in Florida that is going through some trouble because they are constantly being, I guess, harassed by local bullies, and they have gone through multiple protectors, and he is now their new one.
Yeah, the original doesn't have some of those Well, okay, in this version, the new one, it makes this, the Roadhouse seem like it's a staple in the town, a staple local bar that needs to stay up because it's just, it's part of the community. Meanwhile, everyone goes there to have fisticuffs and be constant fighting and violence. And it's like, what? No, this place is a menace. You need to get rid of some place like this. It's like, it's not a okay place to be in. And the original movie kind of glances over that. Like, it is down and dirty, but at least, like, they don't pretend like it's this necessary establishment in the community. So that's one thing that the original does better, like, or better in the fact that they don't even, they just completely gloss over it. It's like, yeah, people come here to fight. Oh, well.
Yeah, that really confused me. Why would anybody keep going back to this place if there are just constant fights breaking out and you are in danger of entering this establishment? Mm-hmm. It just seems like a no-brainer. Don't go there. You're going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. A fight's going to break out. Yeah, I mean, but that's just us picking apart the story.
No, of course. And one thing that really makes the original make more sense in terms of like why like that place like that stands out would work in the 80s is that, you know, there are women involved, and because it's the 80s, treatment of these women in these bars is not so great. Get them on stage, you know, get them on the bars, make them do like, you know, little dances against their will, or you know, like start fondling women, you know, and then these men get really, you know, drunk and rambunctious, and then they get into fights. And then this new one, they don't have all that, so it's just like people just go there to fight.
So yeah, like, you know, I don't understand, like, why do people go
there? There's no appeal then.
Yeah, unless exactly. You're just there to
go,
exactly.
You go there for a fight. It's like, well, right. then you're just a douchebag. Well, you'll be a douchebag either way. But anyways, so there are some things that are still retained in the original story that are here, right? Same character, supposedly. Our main character is not in the original movie because, you know, 89, right? But now that UFC background that he has here is part of this Jake Gyllenhaal's backstory, which I find really funny because the whole movie, it seems like, oh, we should be scared of Jake Gyllenhaal, but we don't know why. And there's a lot of people who don't know who he is. I'm like, dude, there's a former UFC fighter. Like, and if he really, because it's revealed in the story that he brutalized someone in the ring, like, that should be you know, public knowledge. Like, everyone would know that. Like, that's a huge freaking deal. So, like, it's amazing that anyone in the movie does not know that information about him. They, like, look at him, like, oh, I heard about you kill, you know, like, killing a dude. It's like as if it's like a big, like, hidden backstory about him. It's like, dude, everyone knows that. So I thought that was really strange in this version. I don't know what I'm getting on with here, but I don't know.
So I like Jake Gyllenhaal. He is an interesting actor. He's got this interesting range to him. I love when he's unhinged and weird and strange. And it's almost like that might be the case here, because when you first meet him, he is smiling just a little too much. Mm-hmm. Whenever you see him and he's smiling, it looks like he's just really happy to be there because he hasn't eaten in weeks and he just really needs this job. So, and I kind of like that about him. Like, he's got this natural charm that I think works for him, but I don't like the story at all. I wish the story was consolidated a little more.
Sure.
But it's crazy to see him just get so jacked for this role. Really big, really huge, really cut. And I like that he's very confident. He's not cocky. He's just very confident because he has that UFC background. He understands the aspects of fights. Yet understands physicality. So when he is getting threatened by people, he knows, like, okay, well, they can't really hurt me, so I'm gonna just kind of do my best to de-escalate until things happen, and then he goes ham.
Sure, yeah. That's kind of in line with the original character. The original was, he was not all smiles. and he wasn't even really nice. He was just, he did have this stoic grin on his face at all times, but he never, was Patrick he was Swayze. Never, that's Patrick Swayze's version. Yeah. So slightly different, but Jake Gyllenhaal's version is a lot more smiles at all times, almost until pretty much the end of the movie. And, you know, the film does kind of, play up to that. Like, he is supposed to be very hard to upset, and when he does get upset, then things go AWOL, right? The movie goes, you know, the way that it ends. And to your point, this movie does feel very long, but the original is also 2 hours, so
okay.
Yeah, so, but at least I want to say that if they had increased the action, it would have been better, because, you know, like, the original actually doesn't have a lot of action. It has some action scenes, and then at the end there's a, you know, that infamous scene that you're talking about. But the, you know, this version, like, it's sprinkled throughout the movie, and I still felt like it could have been shorter.
Yeah, I wanted the movie shorter. I wanted a little more action, because there is a moment in the movie where you're just kind of left with nothing. But it does back end it, because once, you know, like, once things start really get going at the end, it's not just bar fights, and it's not just fisticuffs. We get a boat chase.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually pretty nice. We get a nice underwater set piece where a boat is sinking and they have to escape it. I was like, okay, that's not bad. It's not what I was expecting. I was really expecting MMA. I was expecting a lot of MMA. And actually, it's a lot of stand-up fighting, really. Mm-hmm, there mm-hmm. isn't so much grappling. And it only comes into play once Conor McGregor's character really fights him in the end. That's the most grappling you're going to see.
Yeah, Conor McGregor, we should talk about. This is his acting debut. Mm-hmm. And it's just Conor McGregor being himself.
Man, really. There's a that is one coked out smile. like Jake
Gyllenhaal. What do you mean?
Jake Gyllenhaal is really happy to be there, so that's why he's smiling. And Conor McGregor is really happy that they gave him a lot of coke, because, man, he is just always smiling too. And I don't watch UFC. I don't watch anything based off of him. I know his notoriety, but that doesn't really do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Based solely on this, I thought he was fun. He's just like this goofy weirdo who's strutting around. He's pretty cocky. He's very overconfident. He's smiling too much. He's like a... He's essentially Jake Gyllenhaal's character if he just did way too much coke.
Yeah, I... Weirdly enough, I mean, this is almost feels like Connor if you just took away all the angry trash talking. And I mean, Connor in real life gets very up and personal. Here it's like it doesn't feel like that. I actually kind of like the way that they made this character out. He's all smiles too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, in a more fun way, and it's just a battle of smiles in the movie. And yeah, like, given the, you know, that we rewrote the main character to have an MMA background, plus we have Conor McGregor in the movie, I was also expecting more MMA. And there kind of is. The striking feels MMA, but then there's almost zero grappling. Like, anytime there's like a takedown, it just immediately breaks up and they wait for the other guy to get up again.
They never stay in the grapple too long.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. It's weird. I was watching this movie, and we really get into it because we're a martial arts movie podcast, and we've just seen so many martial arts fights. We have a different technical and visual preference for these kind of things. So
mm-hmm.
when I was watching this movie, I was thinking, like, okay, I know I don't like this type of fighting necessarily, but it's not bad either. Like, because there's an audience for, you know, like, the American style brawl, like the bar brawl, the original Western bar brawl. And sure. I think this is a nice modern update of that. Sure, it's not as fancy or as filled with as much overcomplicated choreography, but feels heavy. It feels impactful. Sure. You know, I like the variety they're trying to do with the cinematography. Like, they're changing up camera angles. They're going into point of view sometimes. They're doing everything so that it's not just, okay, these two guys are just, like, punching at each other and that's it.
Sure. Well, that's, I was going to say the best fights in the film are all involving Conor McGregor. And I don't think that's because it's Conor McGregor. Like, Jake Gyllenhaal does a good job in the film. But when you put two people who are supposedly the best in the film and you put them against one another, then you have longer exchanges, right? The rest of the movie is more brawly. It's like Jake Gyllenhaal dispatches everyone relatively quickly. So, you know, there's not much to hone in on there. It's fine. I wouldn't say it's anything spectacular. But then, like, when the two of them fighting, oh, God, even when they're on that little, raft, that little tiny boat in the middle of the ocean. I was actually afraid that was gonna be a fight scene on this tiny boat. I was like, oh no, don't fight here, because like it was basically wrapping up the movie. I was like, no, come on, fight on land where, you know, we can have a real fight. And I thought Connor, being the villain, was gonna die there.
Oh man, I was, and I'm like, so worried about the pacing of this, because yes, you're talking about towards the end of the movie, we're getting into these final action scenes.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh no, is this it? Is this gonna be it? Are we out of fights?
Yeah. I was like, is he gonna die just because, you know, he got blown up? I'm like, no, I want to see one more fight. Like, I actually want to see, you know, our main character win because of his own ability, not because explosion. Conor McGregor, you know, went headfirst into a boat.
No, the main character wins because Enter Sandman decides to start playing.
Hey, once the Metallica plays, like, you know, there's gonna be a fight scene. But I mean, so again, comparing to the original, the original, it's goofy. And it's ridiculous at times, but you know, it's the 80s, late 80s, relatively grounded in terms of what the fight, what the environments that the fights would be in. And I'm saying this because in this version, at the end, man, things just go fucking like absurd. The boat scene we're talking about is just so crazy. It's like CGI, like hell. Maybe not hell, but you know, CGI. Extravaganza. There's just like the freaking way that Jake Gyllenhaal flies off a boat, crashing into the yacht, and then grabs onto the top of it.
I kind of liked it, but but at the same time, it's a little too over the top as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's weird. The movie felt very grounded. It felt like it was just two people gonna be fighting, and then when they start fighting on the boat, they're like, oh, okay, this is starting to go a little too much, but I think it was fine.
Yeah, that was the only time in the film where I felt like it was so bad it's good. The rest of the movie doesn't have that. The rest of the movie is kind of ridiculous at times, but never to a point where I'm laughing at the film. And to your point, it is very long. It feels very long. So nothing for me to latch onto, but that the boat scene alone, everything that happens on the water is so stupid that it had me in hysterics at times. But the rest of the movie is just okay. I think there's two particular fights that I thought were interesting. With Conor McGregor, like both of them involve Conor McGregor, who doesn't get introduced in the movie until halfway through. So I was like, oh no, where is he? Is he just gonna be only the final boss? And thankfully he showed up halfway. I will say though, Zero, you will have a harder time watching the original after this one.
Oh,
not
really?
To say that I think the original, I feel, is it's objectively less action, but if you can't put these two next to each other. I think you had to just watch them in isolation from one another. It will feel dated in that regard. However, I think objectively, I mean, obvious, objectively, the original is better, right? The story is, I don't know if I want to say simpler, but it's more engaging. It's more engaging. I feel like I believe the movie more than this one. This one's a little bit too out there. But yeah, I mean, obviously the comparisons, I'm going to have to draw between the two, right? Because it's a remake. But yeah, I'd say this movie is not terrible. This remake is not terrible. It's just kind of too long, and I kind of wish it was like it excelled in the action department. I know Andy Cheng was the fight choreographer for this, but did you know in the original the fight choreographer was Benny the Jet?
Yes.
Arquitas, yeah. And that's the only trivia I need to give you for this episode. Yeah. So I don't know where I was going with this, Zero. This is a very long episode. This is a very long movie that kind of just drained my brain a little bit. And having to sit through both of them, I think my brain's melted a little bit.